USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New satellite imagery shows what appears to be an 8-mile-long convoy of Russian troops headed for eastern Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says U.S. intelligence also suggests that Russia is putting most of their forces into eastern regions.
We expect this stage of the conflict could last a long time, and we should have no illusions that Russia is going to adjust their tactics and make them less brutal.
Portland, Oregon got more snow today than any single day in April in at least 82 years. The National Weather Service says the rare April event left several inches of heavy, wet snow. Meantime, much of the nation's midsection is under an enhanced risk of severe weather tomorrow, including Dallas, Oklahoma City, and Kansas City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
A decision by the Biden administration is drawing condemnation from Democrats and Republicans.
As the world waits for Title 42 to expire, allowing more illegal immigrants into the country, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are trying to prevent that from happening. Texas Republican Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick on Fox News has a stern warning.
Here's a number I can give all of you that will be repeated over and over and over again as a headline. By the end of the first term of Joe Biden, nearly 20% of all Americans will be here illegally.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau. Officials in San Jose are still investigating a fire that leveled a Home Depot. Initial speculation has focused on the lumber section where the fire reportedly started Saturday. No injuries were reported. Smoke from the fire prompted a shelter in place for a nearby neighborhood. The order was lifted by Sunday afternoon. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Senate voted to confirm President Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley tells Fox News he believes the judge has a left-leaning bias.
She consistently sentenced people at the lowest level in the cases of child pornography at the lowest level of the recommendations of the Sentencing Commission.
Reaction continuing to pour in after former Ohio State quarterback Dwayne Haskins died in South Florida. OSU head coach Ryan Day saying his players are still processing the death of 24-year-old Haskins.
They're a little bit lost. It's been a couple years since he's been with the program, but they also stayed in close touch with him. I know a lot of guys constantly were texting and communicating with him. And so, they're hurting right now.
Police in Florida say they're investigating after he was struck and killed by a truck while trying to cross an interstate on foot near the Fort Lauderdale airport early Saturday morning. JetBlue is cutting its summer schedule to avoid flight disruptions while it ramps up hiring. The airline has been hit hard by staff shortages, including lack of pilots. In a weekend email to staff, JetBlue's president said capacity has been reduced by 8 to 10% for May and to expect a similar scenario for the rest of the summer. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.